Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Guys, a story that's kind of flown under the radar, but is an outrage. At the All-Star game, Marley Rivera, our very own here at ESPN, asked Aaron Judge to respond to a young fan who was upset about the fact that since he tried to work out a contract in this last offseason and they tried to pay him way below market, and he told them the deadline's the start of the season, once that passes, we're not going to talk again till the offseason, and the Yankees played him cheap. They were willing to go seven to age 37. It was the average annual value they weren't willing to budge on. So I don't want to hear, well, he's an older player and everything. No, that's not nothing to do with it. They try to play him cheap. And so anyway, so now he could be a free agent at the end of this year. And Marley Rivera asked him the following at the All-Star game. Listen to Judge's response.
That's a son named Jacob who came up the other day really upset from his school in Astoria. He just came over. He's like, are you telling me that Aaron Judge may not be a Yankee after this year? What do you have to tell to Jacob right there and tell your fans that want you to remain in a Yankee uniform? I wasn't going to put you on the spot. I mean, we're on live TV.
Yeah, no, Jacob, buddy. You know, we got a lot of great Yankees on this team. You know, there are a lot of great Yankees. Be here for a long time, you know, so don't be upset. Don't be upset. Hopefully you'll be a Judge fan for life.
That sounds like a dude who's out the door, who's got one foot out the door. Now, I got a lot to say about this. Harry Douglas is in for Key today. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I got a lot to say about this. As you know, I'm a diehard. My number one team in all sports are the Yankees, okay? Since I can remember. I don't remember a time before, you know, following the Yankees. Number one, the way Judge responded to the question says he's got one foot out the door. Probably angry at the Yankees for the way they handled the negotiations in the offseason, I'm sure. But he did not answer that question well. If you ask Aaron Judge that question, here's how you answer it. For example, off the top of my head. Well, I realized this. Now, at this point, I've thought about it. Well, right now, we had time to talk about that this last offseason. There'll be time to deal with that next offseason. But the reason I won't talk about it now is because we are focused, Jacob, on winning a championship. That's my focus. I'm focused on the field. We have a great team. You can see at the All-Star game how many Yankees are here. Seven Yankees are over here. We have the second half of the season. We haven't accomplished anything yet, but we feel good. We have the best record in baseball, and that is my sole focus now, Jacob, to bring you and your friends a World Series championship this year. Go Yankees. That's not hard.
I really disagree with you on that.
Okay, why?
Because I want you to know that I'm uncomfortable. I get it. I've done everything I needed to do for the Yankees organization. I've been a first-class citizen for you. Because now things are challenging. I want you to know that they're uncomfortable because you made them uncomfortable.
But why have that hanging over the team's head even? Right now they're trying to win a World Series.
It's not hanging over the team's head.
You think other people won't ask him this question now?
They are going to ask him the question. He's been asked the question.
But had he answered
it, he's been asked the question.
But he opened a door here.
The door's been open, Max.
No. It may have been open, but that answer sends a signal. I'm not going to answer it.
But Max,
I'll be honest with you, Jay. I don't like to reply.
That's fine.
I don't, because you're in. Number one, yes, you're trying to win a World Series. Number two, you're trying to have the best record ever in baseball, which was 116 wins by.
It's 125 wins by the Yankees, who won 114 and then won the World Series. The Mariners had 116 wins, but they didn't win the World Series.
The Diamondbacks won it.
They got stuck. Right.
So
I only count the whole record because, once again, postseason is the most important part.
But also, you're trying to break Roger Maris's home run record.
Correct.
Which is, what, 61. You have all this stuff going on. You have all these great things going on as a Yankee right now. I don't think Aaron Judge should have answered that question like that, especially with a kid being involved in asking the question.
Well, the kid wasn't asking the question. Well, it was a woman asking for a kid, which was a setup about the question. So,
but if I'm his teammate, I feel some type of way the way he
answered. I don't feel any type of way about it. This is some slick New York stuff that a reporter would ask that right way. That's fine. But all I'm trying to say is, like, don't lose focus on where the blame really lies here.
Okay.
Of course it goes to the Yankees.
Aaron Judge is doing what he's supposed to do. You may not like the answer. It may make you feel uncomfortable, but his play on the field, he's doing what he has to do. Is he not?
Okay, wait. Jay, let's. I'm focusing on Judge first because that's the immediate thing, right? But I'm going to move on from, because you're right. He is not. The biggest outrage is not Judge's answer.
And it's not Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter would have said,
Jeter was once asked by Steve Serby or someone of the local guys in the papers. He was at like Sunday Conversation. What's the one thing? This is middle of his career. He's won all these championships. He had four already, but he never won an MVP. He'd never, you know. What's the one thing you have that you want that you don't haven't accomplished yet in your career? You know what Jeter said? A fifth ring. He's only thinking about one thing. Everyone else would think, oh, you got the ring already. What's next? A fifth ring. That's the only thing I care about. That's what I wanted to hear from Judge. World Series. What we're doing now, focusing on the World Series. Okay. He didn't do that, but you're right, Jay. The biggest outrage from that is not that he didn't answer the question perfectly.
Front office.
It's that he sounds like he wants to leave. Now, let me tell you why I'm so outraged about this, okay? You know what? As far as there is a center of the known universe, you know where it is? Most important place of human activity is New York City. If you had to say most important place in the world, the one city, the alpha, prime, whatever, it's New York City. Do you know what the winningest franchise in the history of worldwide sports is? It's the New York Yankees, 27 championships, okay? The New York Yankees in the 21st century, which is now in its third decade, have one World Series championship. The Boston Red Sox, the arch rival, have four. In this century, in the third decade, 4-1. Things are changing. Do you know who the Yankees are? Do you know why the Yankees won all those World Series? It started when they bought Babe Ruth from the Red Sox. Yeah. The Yankees are the 800-pound gorilla that says, oh, and who was Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth was the symbol of the home run. He was bigger than baseball. The next guy like that was Mickey Mantle. The next guy like that was Mark McGwire, but he was cheating. The next guy like that is Aaron Judge. What the Yankees do is they say, oh, Babe Ruth, yeah, that's ours. We're going to buy him. Reggie Jackson, come here. Giancarlo Stanton, oh, you don't like what you're paying him? It's too much money. He hits all these home runs. We're going to take him. The Yankees aren't the team that lets a farm product who came up in their system, who symbolizes the home run, who's a five-tool player, future Hall of Famer, best player, biggest name, biggest face, the face of baseball, they let him walk out the door because they don't want to pay the fee? They don't want to pay the freight? The Yankees are that team? Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, I'm putting them on blast. If that happens, Hal Steinbrenner, your father would never let that happen. If that happens, the Yankees are sending a strong signal. Their brand, worldwide marketplace. We are no longer the New York Yankees. No longer the New York Yankees. That's how big this is.
Or they can see a young phenom like Juan Soto and say, maybe we should go get Juan Soto some kind of way. Because we have that leverage to do so. Because we do have that
power.
He's
6 years. He's a lot younger. He's left-handed.
Because I can't see them just making this move without another counter move in their back pocket. I just can't.
And Judge has been injury prone. On the other hand, when the Yankees had Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, and were the greatest two hitters ever, they won a lot of worlds. They won four World Series together. Okay, because those guys are on the corner, first base, right field. It's easier to find production in the corner of the field because you don't have to be as athletic. You don't have as much room to cover, right? But in the center of the field, in the middle of the field, the catcher who has to squat, run up to first base to back up for the whole thing. They don't play full seasons usually. Hard to hit. Whatever a catcher hits, if he wasn't catching, he'd have better numbers, right? Really good player. He's calling all the pitches, framing pitches. The shortstop, the second baseman, the center fielder. Hard to find offense there. Much harder because there are fewer people who can do that. Yeah. Smaller pool of people, fewer guys who can hit. When the Yankees have been at their best, when they won 10 World Series, with Yogi Berra behind the plate, with DiMaggio or Mantle in center field, with Derek Jeter at shortstop, right? That's when they've had their very best teams. Aaron Judge, he plays in the corner. He can play center. He's been playing center field this year, and he's been playing it
super
well.
Super athletic, man.
He's super athletic. He's five tools. Juan Soto's a corner outfielder. You want to spend $500 million almost on a corner outfielder? Okay.
But he's a lefty bat, though. A lefty bat that we know the Yankees do need.
Max, great. Mancio, then get him, too.
He's a lefty bat.
But you can't let the symbol of the home run walk out of Yankee Stadium.
Where in the threes is he going to be, Aaron Judge? High threes?
Well, they offered him like low twos. I think
which was bogus.
Bogus.
Crazy.
I was going crazy at the time. Sign this dude. Because if the argument was age 37 is too long to take him to because he's injury prone and he might break down.
Shorten the
fine.
Years, give him more money.
But exactly. That wasn't the argument because they gave him till age 37. Yes. They just didn't want to pay him per year what he was worth. So I would say he's made a minimum of $100 million on top of the number they offered him so far. A minimum, but it may be 150. Like, the Yankees messed this up so bad, it's insane. I'll tell you something else about Judge. Ready for this one? There's some guys, if you watch baseball closely, you know whatever the numbers say, I don't trust that guy in the clutch. I'll give you an example, and he's a great broadcaster now, and he's one of the greatest players of all time. A-Rod. Yankees fans, the one year he juiced and hit 57 home runs, whatever it was, he was impossible. Of course, he hit everything. But otherwise, Yankees fans would tell you, we would rather have, what's his name? Luis Soho. We'd rather have Soho, a light-hitting little utility infielder, up in a pressure situation in the playoffs than A-Rod. Because you trusted Soto. You didn't trust A-Rod. He messed up too often under pressure. Judge is putting up A-Rod numbers. But you trust Judge under pressure. In fact, there's not a single Yankee I'd rather see in a big situation at the plate than Aaron Judge. On top of everything else, you trust the dude under pressure in a big spot. Oh, this is killing me. It's killing me.
I see.
And now? Steinbrenner wants to do this now? When you have a crosstown rival with deep pockets who are good? When the Mets are when the Red Sox got four World Series to your one in this century, and the Mets are across town with deep pockets and a good team? What this tells me, remember Joe Lacob I said earlier in the show, guys?
Paying the luxury tax over and over and over again.
Because Joe Lacob is running a business. But it's more than just a business. If you talk to Jeannie Buss or anyone in the Buss family, yes, it's a business, but it's also a public trust. It's the Lakers. This is not just any team. And they see themselves as stewards of a public trust that need to keep it pristine. Hal Steinbrenner, if he's this is the way he's running the team, clearly sees the Yankees as strictly a business. Strictly a business.
Strong.
Mike Tannenbaum, by the way, believes the Giants. By the way, 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Watch Yankees fans right now. Mike Tannenbaum believes the Giants should make a move for Jimmy Garoppolo, guys. What do you think? He said, the Giants strike me as a team that could or should pursue Garoppolo. He wrote on his 33rd team website. The 33rd team, Tannenbaum's website, is a great read. Quote, bringing in Garoppolo would make sense in a way because they do not seem to have a contingency plan. And as such, the mid-round conditional pick cost for Garoppolo might be worthwhile. Harry, that's interesting. I hadn't considered that component of it. That if it doesn't work out with their quarterback, by the way, Tyrod Taylor's a nice quarterback. He is. But if you're thinking about winning a Super Bowl, having Jimmy G in the fold instead of having to draft a guy, develop him, wait and see, hit or miss, you got a ready-made guy.
I don't think they should, though. When I look at this team, and when I look at this division, I think the Philadelphia Eagles, number one, they're going to win the NFC East. I think the Cowboys are going to be a team that will reach the playoffs. So that leaves the Giants at third. And let's not say the Washington Commanders, if Carson Wentz can be decent, and if they add it with Jahan Dotson to go along with Terry McLaurin, with the running backs that they have, but then that defensive line, Chase Young coming back. A defensive line disappointed last year in Washington. I do not think they're going to disappoint in 2022. So now you're possibly looking at the New York Football Giants being fourth in their division. I just don't see this. One of the problems with this team last year was health. Every receiver last year for them was hurt at some point. Between the three receivers, all their receivers that played significant amount of time, they had three touchdowns between all three of them. Three touchdowns. And the two guys, one that you drafted in the first round, one that you paid massive money to, they had zero touchdowns between the two. When I look at their defensive line, I love their defensive line. Kayvon Thibodeau, you look at Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, I like that. linebacking core, I like the linebacking core. What worries me is their secondary. The secondary worries me. In a NFL today where your secondary has to be on point. Now, Adoree Jackson, I played with Adoree in Tennessee. I think Adoree is solid. Cordell Flott, Xavier McKinney, Julian Love. I don't know if those guys are going to be able to get it done on the back end. So why am I wasting that money on a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo if we're going to be damn near fourth in the division regardless?
Well, look, I think that the Giants have a chance to be better than what I think people expect them to be. Like, they are a talented roster, right?
They are.
I'm not saying that talent puts them above,
but they got to be healthy.
Where the Eagles are or where the Cowboys are.
Right.
But they should be in that conversation to a degree, right? And health is a big thing. So if I'm already questioning the health of Jimmy G, why am I – he's not a long-term solution to me, Max.
That's why I don't want to
– He's a plug-and-play model. I'd much rather see what I have with Daniel Jones and see how –
How old is Jimmy G?
But he's a plug-and-play model for a roster that is defensively elite. Offensively, you have all the pieces in play. I don't see those things.
Jimmy G
is 30.
They
have the receiver core, and you can't just say the run game for the Giants is going to be on point this year because it hasn't been the last few years.
Guys, Jimmy G is 30 years old. He was 2-0 with the Patriots when he got his first chance in those two games when Brady got hurt at the age of 25.
Solid defense, solid run game.
He was 5-0 with a team that couldn't win. They were losing every game before he got there for the San Francisco 49ers in his second year at the age of 26. Then he got hurt the following year. He was 1-2. He got hurt. Then the following year, he was healthy. 13-3.
Solid defense, solid run game.
Then the next year, he got hurt again. He was 3-3. Then the next year, he was healthy, 9-6.
Solid defense.
Solid
run game. You're seeing a common theme.
He gets hurt.
Yes.
He gets hurt, but when he's healthy.
Solid defense, solid run game.
When he's healthy, he almost never loses. Yeah, in his worst season, he was 9-6.
When we talk about Anthony Davis, it's like when he's hurt, they struggle. But when he's healthy, he's a top five player in the league. Like that to me is different than when he's hurt, like we're not good. But when he's healthy, we're a marginal team.
They were 6-2. I just looked it up. The year he was 3-3, they were 6-10. So they went 3-7 without him. Right? So last year they were 9-6. What was their record without him last year? They were 1-1 without him. They were 9-6 with him. They were 3-3 with him. They were 3-7 without him. They were 13-3 with him.
Who's that defensive coordinator again? Wink Martindale?
Yeah.
The same week Martindale who said that, okay, we're not going to double a Jamar Chase and he tore him up that week.
Yep.
That same Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale doesn't have the secondary personnel to play the defense that he wants.
Right.
Because you have
That'll come in next year's draft.
You need guys that can play man-to-man coverage and in the scheme that he wants to play defensively.
But see, Harry, see what I feel like happens to us Giants fans? We can talk ourselves into Jimmy G. You can talk yourself into it easily, Max, right?
Especially because it's low cost.
But it doesn't overwhelm you. It's not like when somebody, hey, would you take – right off the – yes! You have to really
– You know what the best argument to not get Jimmy G is actually? Because otherwise I'd say definitely just get him. What do you have to lose? The best argument is Tyrod Taylor is snake bit. But in a parallel universe, he's a franchise quarterback somewhere. Like Tyrod Taylor is a good quarterback who just
he's gotten some bad breaks. Baker and Cleveland and like this, you look at the situation
you know what I mean
with the Chargers
when
and
the shine comes
Herbert
off
comes involved.
When the shine comes off and suddenly you start thinking of a guy as a journeyman, it's you don't feel about him the same way. I'm just saying when Tyrod Taylor's on the field, he's as good as some longtime starters, so that's the best reason not to get Jimmy G. But damn. Listen, I asked her.
And he fits the mold of what Brian Daboll wants to do the quarterback position. Both guys, Daniel Jones and Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, athletic.
He wants to run these guys and use them in the run game, like he did with Josh Allen in Buffalo.
So, Yankees fans, how should the Yankees handle Aaron Judge right now? Because as I said, Jay, Harry, if Aaron Judge walks out the door, it's never happened in the history of the Yankees before that a guy they wanted to stay walked out the door, ever. Especially not one of the best players in baseball who symbolizes the home run like very few players ever have. He hits more of them. He hits them farther. And if he was just one-dimensional, that would be enough. But he also runs, hits the other way, can hit for batting average. He catches, an excellent defensive player, can play center field. What? He's a cannon for an arm. Rich in Staten Island. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key today, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Max, I'm a fellow alum of PS41 with you. I was actually in the same class with your brother, Sam. May you rest in peace.
Get out of here. In 41? Who'd you have? Who's your teacher?
Yeah. Yeah. Which grade, tell me?
I don't know. Just name your most famous teacher you had in PS41.
Who's your teacher?
Mr. Tobin.
Mr. Tobin, sure. I was a Mr. Goldstein guy. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Listen. It'd be great to get Soto. I get it. Judge is homegrown. I don't want to give a judge to 40 years old. I agree with you there. Getting Soto means that the judge is going to be gone.
Right. And maybe that, maybe Harry's right about that.
I don't see it happening.
Maybe they look at Soto's on-base percentage, which is like every now, Joey Votto, Barry Bonds once upon a time. There's some guys who draw so many walks that the fact that they can also hit, it just, and Soto is a walk machine with power and batting average, and he's 23 years old, and he's left-handed. So maybe they're thinking we're going to replace Judge with Soto. By the way, you want Soto? Great. Get him too. You can't let Judge walk. Can't let him walk. Well, we have Stanton. Great. Have an outfield of Soto, Judge, and Stanton. We can't afford it. Hal Steinbrenner, shut all the way up with that.
And Juan Soto, he's a guy that is very difficult to pitch to because he's so patient at the plate. And not only patient at the plate, he's going to get on base.
He's going to get on base. Soto's a monster. He's arguably the best at the plate, not on the bases in the field, but at the plate, arguably the best player in baseball at the plate.
I agree.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. If you had to keep one, if you had to either get Soto but now Judge leaves or keep Judge and no Soto, what would you do? 888-729-3776. It's not even a right real question because you can have both if you're the Yankees. Oh, the luxury tax. Joe Lacob pays it, Hal Steinbrenner. ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, people want to talk about Aaron Judge. Like,
I play my enemies
Fugees,
like a game of chess. Where I rest, no stress, yes, because we all smoke.
You know, my A&R was the same as the Fugees back then.
My destiny's manifest. What?
I had my A&R at Sony was the same as the Fugees back then.
Really?
A&R when you're assigned to a record.
Ready or not, I come.
Yeah, we had a deal on Roughhouse. So people want to talk about this. Joe Lacob pays, I have it in SportsCenter, I just said it, $181 million this upcoming season in luxury taxes. Hal Steinbrenner is printing money with the Yankees, and he's running it like a cold business. You know why they built the new Yankee Stadium? Because they got it reset the luxury tax. Like, that was a whole just financial. They didn't need a new Yankee Stadium. They moved across the street, built a whole stadium, spent all this. It's to say, like, everything Hal Steinbrenner does is a cold calculation with a bottom line. And and the Yankees are profitable enough, and he is rich enough, that if he cared the most about winning, he wouldn't have to. Like the way Joe Lacob cares about winning, the way George Steinbrenner cared about winning, the way the best owners in sports care about winning. Hal is in danger of turning the Yankees into a kind of a generic powerhouse brand. Sure, they could be a powerhouse team. They could be in it every year, and they're like every other team, as opposed to the number one brand in the history of baseball. Tony in Florida. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key today.
Yo, peace, fellas, peace. Yo, there's no way that the Steinbrenners let go of Aaron Judge. As a Sunset Park, Brooklyn Yankees fan for life, that would be ridiculous, first of all. As a matter of fact, there's no words for how ignorant that would be.
Yeah, but meantime, did you hear what he said to Marley Rivera? Have you heard the sound?
No, sir.
Okay, listen to this. Play it again. I want Tony in Florida, by way of Sunset Park, Brooklyn, to hear what Aaron Judge said at the All-Star game.
That's a son named Jacob who came up the other day really upset from his school in Astoria. He just came over. He's like, are you telling me that Aaron Judge may not be a Yankee after this year? What do you have to tell to Jacob right there and to all your fans that want you to remain in a Yankee uniform? I wasn't going to put you on the spot. I mean, we're on live TV.
Yeah, no, Jacob, buddy. You know, we got a lot of great Yankees on this team. You know, there are a lot of great Yankees. Be here for a long time, you know, so don't be upset. Hopefully you'll be a Judge fan for life.
Okay, Tony, see what I'm saying? See why you hit the panic button?
Yo, man, I hear you, man, but yo, we can't, the panic button's being hit, but let me ask you this, Max. I don't know what the trade deadline or the contracts is looking like, but yo, wouldn't the focus, I mean, couldn't something be done with Giancarlo Stanton? I mean, great player, all that, you know what I'm saying? But yo, couldn't that be moved, bring in Soto, bring up the Martian, Jason Dominguez, and let's get it popping, man.
Yeah, Stanton's a great player, too. How about, try this one. If Judge can play center field, you sign Soto. Like, what's the problem? If you want Soto, sign Soto. Like, you know, well, then the luxury tax bill would be $181 million. You mean like the one Lacob pays? I'm sorry, is San Francisco suddenly a more important place than the capital of the known universe? Kevin in Richmond. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key today.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Glad to hear your voices. I've been waiting for her for you to come back on, her. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. J. Will, I need you to get him as an ESPN militant. Harry Douglas, a couple of weeks ago, I was offended by you saying that you couldn't comprehend or you couldn't identify with growing up with burgers and hot dogs at cookouts.
Well, I said never in my life growing up did I see my parents cook hamburgers and hot dogs at a cookout. So when I go to cookouts, I don't expect hamburgers and hot dogs.
What they cook?
Wait, you never had burgers and dogs?
No, we cook ribs, chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, yams, things like that.
Yeah, but
like
the ribs and
cookouts.
The chicken were on the same grill with the hot dogs and the burgers.
Yeah, those are just easy.
Yeah.
We don't eat hot dogs in my house.
Okay, I respect that.
Turkey dogs?
We don't eat turkey dogs either. We don't eat hot dogs in my house.
I respect that. Okay.
Ross in Long Beach. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. HD in for Key today.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Max, I think you hit it a little bit earlier. George would sign them both. George had no hesitation about that luxury tax. But the other thing, Max, when you mention Yankee teams, you got to mention the Thurman Munson Yankees as well.
Well, that's the thing about Aaron Judge. There are two different lineages in Yankees history. There's the Paul Bunyan, larger-than-life home run hitter. He hits more of them. He hits them farther than everyone. He's the most famous guy in baseball, and he represents baseball. And back then, it was even like American power, the home run. It was an American sport. It was Babe Ruth. Then DiMaggio was a great player. Gehrig was a great player. But then the next guy that meant that was Mickey Mantle. And now then there was Mark McGwire when he was cheating and Barry Bonds for a minute when he was cheating, but really McGwire because he was the first one to do it.
But
McGwire more than anyone was the guy who everyone thought he's going to break the record and then he did.
Yep.
But the next clean guy to do it is Judge. Judge means that now. So that's that one lineage in Yankees history, Ruth, Mantle, Judge. There's another lineage though. There's the farm product. The Yankees developed him in the farm system. He comes up, and he's captain material. He plays the game the right way, all that. That is Lou Gehrig, Thurman Munson, just mentioned him, Don Mattingly. Judge could also be a part of that. Derek Jeter. Mm. Judge could also be a part of that group. He could be a part of both. And you're going to let that guy walk out the door? Well, what, are you insane?
I just say, from the sound of Aaron Judge, I don't even know if he wants to be here anymore.
It doesn't sound like he does.
He doesn't.
He's from Southern
California.
You have
to make me want to be here.
From California.
That's what it feels like. It's turning into, though, Harry. Like, you have to make me want to stay here.
But you also have the sound from the All-Star game, him talking about how he enjoyed playing for Dusty Baker. Like, we can't just ignore that he said that as well. We all know where he's from and where he grew up.
Mm-mm. Mitch in Michigan, you're on with Harry Douglas in for Key, Jay and Max.
Hey, Max, I was just calling. You need to be stopped, my man. When you say that Aaron Rodgers can win a Super Bowl with actually no elite receiver, and I'm tired of you guys kind of
moving
him through the process.
What are you saying? Didn't he just have an elite receiver?
He had one in Devontae Adams.
He just had Devontae Adams.
But he's saying that you're saying that
no,
could win without.
No,
an
I'm saying
receiver.
He hasn't come through in the playoffs recently. Is what I'm saying.
Max went the other way. He says not clutch.
Yeah, I said there's a possibility because defensively they can lean more on that and the run game
and
to those young receivers come up to par. Yep. Stop forgetting now he's getting Robert Tonyan back, who was a big part the year before. And Aaron Rodgers.
Let me ask you this. If he doesn't do anything, let's just say he wins 13 games like he always does. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is good. Let's admit that. If he wins 13 games but doesn't make it to another Super Bowl, when will the media start to put pressure on Rodgers saying, well, maybe he's not as great as we thought he was?
Max, I mean, he's already started. Max just did it to him this morning.
It's already started. It's already started. Tom Brady showed up in your conference. He didn't have Belichick anymore. Year one, you're playing the game at home. And they took the ball out of your hands and gave it to him. But part of the reason was you weren't making plays in that game that you needed to be making. That maybe that's part of the reason LaFleur didn't trust you on fourth down. Bottom line is Brady got past you and won the Super Bowl year one in your conference. And the very next year, the Niners get past you because you're not making plays down the stretch in the playoffs. And don't tell me about he didn't have a number one receiver because he did last year. Brandon in New Jersey, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey,
so I just want to say, man, Steinbrenner Sr. must be turning in his grave right now. I mean, the fact that we're handling it the way we are, we deserve to lose him. But in that case, give me Juan Soto. If it meant that we lose Judge and sign him to the max contract. I'd pay anything for him. The guy's 23. If we sign him to a 10-year contract, he'll be 33. We could re-sign him again for something soft. And that means that he has more incentive to play better for us anyways. You know, less time off. You know, he'll have a new contract coming
up. I hear you.
Look,
Juan Soto is a great player. He's a corner outfielder. He's not a shortstop, not a second baseman, not a catcher, not a center fielder. The Judge can play center. He's not a five-tool player. But the tool he's got? Oh, he's got draws walks, hits for power, hits for batting average. He's a great player. Coming up, more of your calls on whether the Yankees should trade for Juan Soto and how you would feel if they actually let the face of baseball in his prime chasing the all-time clean home run record this season, also set by a Yankee. He's chasing Roger Maris's home run record while the Yankees have the best team in baseball and they're chasing a World Series. You're going to let him walk out the door?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio.
I'm very curious because we were talking about Aaron Judge.
Harry Douglas in for Key.
We were talking about the Yankees. We've been talking a lot about the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
We have not been talking a lot about your New York Knicks.
Who's New York Knicks?
Well,
ain't mine.
You're New York Knicks.
No, ain't mine. Of.
Well, they were yours, and then you jumped off.
Yeah, when I was 35 years old, almost 50.
So what, 14 years ago? But you were on no train for 35 years?
Maybe I was 37 years old. So, anyway.
I just question for you.
Yeah.
They don't make a move.
Mm-hmm.
It's offseason. Sticking with the core. Where are you if this deal doesn't get done with Donovan Mitchell on the Knicks? How are you looking at Leon Rose and his front office moving forward? And how are you looking at Tibbs?
I had an interesting conversation. I'm trying to remember who it was with. It may have been with Friedel, or it may have been with Tim Bontemps, or someone from the TV show, from This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN. And they said an interesting thing. I said, look, instead of going with Sims, Jericho Sims, who you and I remember when we were at the Net, I was like, this kid.
Freakishly athletic.
Well, it's kind of like, do you really need to give Mitch Robinson $15 million or whatever? And instead of giving Brunson $100+ million, a small guard, and then you're going to bring in Donovan Mitchell, now all your money's tied up in small guys, and RJ Barrett's not a pure shooter or anything, you're going to give him a rookie max deal. Why are they doing that? A smart team doesn't sign Brunson, lets Mitchell Robinson go because they have Jericho Sims, use it. But this is what was told to me. With the cap going way up, expected to go up, in fact...
gives you more room to play with.
But not only that, Robinson at 15 is an asset.
Oh, yeah.
So now that's a tradable part. Brunson, at his deal, also a valuable piece. So that if you want to build around Donovan Mitchell, you actually have tradable assets to go get him, plus you have some cash left over. Not a bad idea if that's the case. If there's actually the cap is going up that much, it would make some sense.
But if you get a Donovan Mitchell, how long do you think it would take for the Knicks to actually get into playoff contention to where they're competing?
They'd be in the playoffs this year.
I think they'd be in contention to
winning it. No, they wouldn't be close. They still have to make more moves. But the pressure is on. So when there's pressure, there's a tendency to make moves in a rush more so than having the time that other teams
have. Story of the Knicks. By the way, here's another guy. When you talk about greatest MCs of all time, and really think of what an MC is, because everyone, there's a tendency to do it based on record sales or stardom, or else lyrics, right? Or who had the best production, whatever. Busta has a hell of an argument that he's the greatest MC of all time. Think of the production, always top notch. He can flip it lyrically. He's just not talking about the same thing that everyone else is talking about. He's having a good time. And the delivery, the charisma. When this dude was in Leaders of the New School, it was obvious. It was obvious. Like, this dude is different. And that was a great little crew, but this dude is different. Busta's underrated.
But you talk about a guy that can flow smoothly, can do it fastly, can do it at any pace. But then he's doing it with that with pizzazz. You know what I'm saying?
And
he's
sticky, doing it with too. Yeah. It's sticky.
And he has that distinctive, like, voice. But I would say this also about Buster. He was dynamic and unique in his own way.
Yes, unique.
Yeah.
You know what I always quote that Lupe Fiasco line. Did you improve on the design? Did you do something new?
Lupe Fiasco, just kick it, push, man.
No, but that's what I'm saying. This line I quote all the time because it applies to guys like Buster. Did you and to life? Did you improve on the design? Did you do something new? Did you push the boundaries? Did you invent something new? Now, after the original, there's a lot of derivative. And the derivative stuff that comes from the original can advance it and make the original seem dated. The crazy thing about Buster is it sounds fresh.
Yes.
He did something new. He changed things. Guys came after him, were influenced by, and he still sounds fresh years later. Mm.
I got you all in check. Woo-ha!
Break your neck. Ray in Indiana, you're on with Harry Douglas, Jay and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Glad you're taking my call. Hey, I just had two comments one about Aaron Judge, one about Jimmy Garoppolo. First of all, I think Aaron Judge is going to be in San Francisco next season. And also with Jimmy Garoppolo, you mentioned about him going to the Giants. San Fran don't even want Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, he can't throw the quick out. He doesn't throw deep. He panics under pressure. And if
why does he win so much?
If you he won so much because of defense in a run game.
Well, why? Okay, then why? And, if that's the case, and Shanahan's the same coach, why is he winning 70% of his games for when other quarterbacks are losing 70% of the games for the same coach with the same defense? If he's not doing so much,
I'm not saying Jimmy Garoppolo is a bad quarterback, but what I'm saying is he's serviceable. So, you know, he'll get you, you know, the average win season, you know, maybe like up to 10 wins. But if you notice in the playoffs, remember, he ended the ball off.
All right, you're breaking up, but actually he gets you up to 13 wins because, you know, like he was 13-3. And if he was an average quarterback, then one of the backups would be closer to his winning percentage for the same coach with the same defense. But I hear you. The eyeball test tells you he ain't that good. The results tell you he's that good. Rolando in Long Beach, you're on with Harry Douglas, JMX, on Keyshawn J. Max.
Good morning, fellas. I love the show.
Yep.
Listen, I hope Steve Cohen listens to your show because this message goes out to him. Mm. Get Aaron Judge. Then get in your Maybach or in whatever Rolls Royce. Go over to Yankee Stadium and do like David Patrick Kelly. Grab a couple of bottles, start clinging and say, Yankees. Come out and play,
yay. Warriors, come out and play.
I like saying this.
You're right. He's right.
I love what he's saying. When you look at what the Mets have, and I'm up here looking at, they just played the Braves. That's why I'm so familiar. You look at Nemo, Marte, Lindor, Escobar, Alonso, McNeil, all those. You add Aaron Judge to that?
Or Juan Soto.
You know, when you watch Aaron Judge play, he's not not the fast twitchiest guy in the world, so it makes you think he can't play center or he's not that fast, but he's so big that his actual speed around the bases, he is legit fast. He is an excellent. He's a superb defensive outfielder. He's rangy, he catches it well, he throws to the right base, he has a cannon for an arm, it's accurate. He runs the bases well, he hits for the best power in the game. He hits the most home runs. He hits them the farthest. He goes the other way great. He now can pull the ball great. He can hit it out of the park to any field. What the hell do they... He's good in the clutch.
Max, can you imagine what that narrative would be if the Yankees, after this guy has grown up in the system of the Yankees, that the Mets
never
were
able
to come
before.
And sweep him in, the B cross town, become the face of the Mets?
And we know Cohen wants to spend that money now.
Never
now
happened before.
That money.
Bernie Williams wasn't Aaron Judge. Bernie was my favorite player of all time. Love him, right? For various reasons I won't get into now. But was a great player, cleanup hitter, center fielder, the whole thing. It wasn't working out with Cashman in the negotiations. He was on his way out the door. He called Steinbrenner personally, and he said, I don't want to be a Red Sox. Sign me, right? And they saw that was the closest the Yankees ever came to losing anyone like Aaron Judge. There was a guy, Jackie Jensen, in the 50s. Excellent prospect. He played center field, so did Mickey Mantle. So guess what? They traded Jackie Jensen. He became a star elsewhere, right? But that's not Mickey Mantle. That's not Aaron Judge. It's the Yankees' choice to do that. This would be the player's choice.
Oh, man, that would not be good for Yankees fans. If he
Reggie Jackson, 1982. 81 was a strike year. He only played 100-and-something games, 110 games in the whole season, and Jackson didn't get into all of them. He had a very bad year. Steinbrenner let him walk out the door. Then he led the league in home runs the next year at Anaheim. The Angels hit 39. But again, the Yankees thought he was done. They let him go. You never, ever lost a player like Aaron Judge, ever. And they could start now? Where did Brian Cashman, I have to assume this is not you. I have to assume that your hands are tied because Hal Steinbrenner doesn't want to pay luxury tax. If that is true, Hal Steinbrenner, you cheap. Oh, my God.
Max, here's the worst part about it, though.
Huh?
There's a possibility that they can make the World Series and win the World Series and still lose Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge could hit 62 home runs, become the real single-season all-time home run champion. The Yankees could set the wins record, win the World Series in his prime.
And
he could walk out the door.
Woo-ha! I got you all in check.
That head nod that made... Bleep that. That makes you break your neck. This is why I don't quote rap lyrics.
When you talk about the Yankees like this, you lose all poise.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll be back in a minute.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.